You've heard all morning about field to market, so this is a couple steps back and a couple of steps forward today. So I just wanted to make sure that we level set and everyone has a common understanding of who field to market is, where we came from, and what are our goals, and really what is our vision, and how that aligns ideally with the cotton industry. So field to market, Ted had a slide from a few years ago. This is our current membership of over 140 members. You'll see new members such as Target on here. The SEAM joined last year as well. So we're the folks that we've heard about, these brands, retailers, are really coming on board across the cotton industry. You can note the very first brand that had a specific drive to cotton in the fiber and textile industry was Wrangler. So having Wrangler come on board really showed an emphasis that it's not just the cotton industry and the grower organizations, our affiliate membership, but also but now we have some brands. We have the downstream that's pushing for it too. And we have the top four aggregators across the food industry. So looking across those aggregators, I think that may be a term that y'all are adopting from the other commodity crops, is really to see that they play a role in this in connecting that full supply chain. So you'll see those members as well as the technology providers that supply and support farmers on the ground. You'll also see that we have a lot of NGOs in our membership. Those NGOs keep us accountable. They're the ones that prevent that fear of greenwashing the data that's coming out of the system and provide kind of that level of integrity to the data and field to market. The Alliance was formed in November 2006 with a group of grower organizations such as Cotton Incorporated and the National Cotton Council, agribusinesses, those key brands and retailers, and conservation groups. That's really the goal is to define, measure, and advance sustainability of the food, fiber, and fuel production in the United States. But our challenges that we're facing right now are really around that consumer trust. There's a lack of trust on the shelves, what products that they're buying at that retail counter. So consumers are asking more and more questions about, you know, where their food is grown, how their cotton is grown. As Ted alluded to, those conversations on the planes I have every single trip I come back and I end up having similar conversations. They're like, well, how is cotton sustainable? How is soy sustainable? Why are you speaking at those? I'm like, we're helping tell their story. And one of the things that we see is the reality that our food, fiber, and fuel systems are safe and sustainable can really be overshadowed by that lack of trust from the consumers. So if you've heard, this trust protocol that Gary laid out is really cotton leading the way across all commodity crops on a way to really proactively address any of those concerns. Field to market play is really engaged that transparency is no longer optional. You have to pull back that curtain. And it really makes a difference that we are transparent across our supply chain. And that everyone has a role to play in that supply chain, from the farmers to the industry coming alongside them to those conservation and government organizations. We really see that collaboration is essential and that without that collaboration that we're really taking more steps than needed. So working together instead of working against each other is field to market's overall goal and the reason why our membership is so large. Overall, we all need to tell our stories, whether you're an industry partner, you're a cotton producer, or you are a brand and retailer trying to meet sustainability goals. Field to Market's goal is really to provide a way to tell your stories. One of my favorite things that I get to do is interview our farmer spotlights. As we select farmers that represent Field to Market that are nominated by our membership, I ask them one specific question, in a series of other questions, but what is sustainability to you? And it's those three legs of sustainability. It's the economics of sustainability and being profitable and having something for the future. It's maintaining and protecting our natural resources, so that environmental sustainability aspect. But Justin Knopf really summed it up short and sweet. He is a wheat farmer from Kansas that many of you may have seen in the Discovery documentary, Farmer, Rancher, Fisherman. When I interviewed him, he said, Lexi, it's just the staying power over the long term. It's really that we have production that continues into the future. There's so many definitions of sustainability that I always think it's important to share what is our view of sustainability. It directly aligns with the cotton industry's view of sustainability, and that's meeting the future or meeting the needs of the present while improving the ability of the future generations to meet their own needs by increasing productivity to meet the future of food and fiber demands, improving the environment, improving human health, and improving the social and economic well-being of agricultural communities. That last piece is so hard. But as we use the Field to Market program to really track those environmental pieces and keeping the cotton industry alive, keeping the corn, soybeans, wheat industry alive and thriving, we hope to benefit that total economic and well-being of communities. Our goals are really centered around taking field, in this case, instead of field to fork, I'll say field to hanger, really having that the entire supply chain combined together and meeting that leading challenge, that challenge of feeding and clothing and transporting a world of 9 billion by 2050. And what that means for us is really walking through those six sustainability outcomes that we look at are environmental, improved land use efficiency, improved water quality, irrigation water use efficiency, energy use efficiency, greenhouse gas emissions, and soil erosion. And looking at those key areas, you'll see that they align directly with what we measure in the Fieldprint platform. Our sustainability metrics look at these specific environmental concerns, but they were designed for impact that we can measure against them with modeling, but also with true science going in the background so that we become a science-based, we are a science-based program that can help lead the industry and help identify what can I change in each of these metric areas. So we look at this overall goal of each of these metrics are that they can be, that they're relevant at a farm level, that they're not at a scale that doesn't apply to the producers on the ground, that they're responsive to changes in the farm management, and they're robust, but easy enough that it provides, and simple enough that farmers can actually utilize them, so that they've taken enough science, but not so much that they're not usable at that farm level. Today, our program has grown to cover a suite of crops. We introduced barley, alfalfa, corn silage, and peanuts this year, and sugar beets, and when we also will be introducing in March sorghum in the newest version of the Fieldprint platform that rolls out. If it'll go, there we go. There's been a lot of references to the National Indicators Report. We pulled that together using publicly available data that our scientist Allison Thompson and her team really pull that together and consolidate that down into movable results. This is where we are in trends over time. I think when I went to Allison, I said, Allison, I present the overall, but for the cotton industry, what do you see as the most important part to highlight it from the National Indicators Report about the results from cotton? And she said, this is easy, Lexi. Cotton took a specific focus on a target of reducing irrigation water use and improving that efficiency. And with that, you can mark the changes year over year. So that bottom right, or you're right, quadrant here of the spidergram can track with that industry focus on a specific concern, you can make distinct improvements moving from the outside towards the center and reducing that impact on that specific metric. cotton is the only industry that's been able to tell that story, that with having focus and aligning that across the industry, that you can make those movements. It's not just a yield because of yield and production improvements, but you can also look at that irrigation water use efficiency based on per pounds produced, per acre, and overall. We track a lot. We've talked a lot about the field print calculator, which is one bucket that fits under the field print platform. As many folks in this room have noted, that we really try to open this up to farmers at wherever they are, whatever data resource that they're using. We're trying to get this into their hands as a resource and a tool. It becomes a common measurement framework that across the commodity industries in the U.S. they can point to. So whether a producer is growing corn, peanuts, and cotton, they can all point to exactly the same common measurements that they know and they can track year over year. And with that, our goal is to have this in their hands through different resources. So we have Agrible, LandDB, and MyFarms, which are industry-led tools that are available. Precision Conservation Management is a tool that was through Heartland Science and the Illinois Corn Growers. They have some specific goals and programs that they provide in Illinois. So that's another QDMP. And our newest is TruTerra, which is a Land O'Lakes platform. That insights engine is our newest QDMP that was announced in November. However, with the launch of our newest version of the Fieldprint platform, we're seeing expanded and increased interest from APIs to integrate the Fieldprint platform into those software programs that farmers are already using. If you think back to that huge membership slide that we had, there's a lot of technology providers out there that have it as a suite within their industry or within their agribusiness system, or that's specifically what they do, like the SEAM. And being able to look across that, we scope out that will be in their hands very quickly. With the next evolution of the Fieldprint platform that we just released, we didn't do this in a silo. We had a lot of support. Andy spent hours on the phone with Rachel and I and the whole Cotton Incorporated team on calls as we were even just thinking through what are the next steps and what does this look like for a cotton producer and getting feedback and engagement throughout that process from the farmer user experience, but also the project administrator's experiences as well. My bread and butter comes from our Fieldprint projects, which is our supply chain partnerships. That's really vague, but what a supply chain project is. For me, I coordinate these projects and try to provide as much field to market support as I can around the Fieldprint platform. So training, troubleshooting, anything like that, we try to provide as much guidance as possible. We also are looking to engage through those projects farmers across different crops, commodities, and the supply chain that target in and drive towards those noted resource concerns. So they're not projects that are just stood up for the sake of being stood up, but they're projects that are really driving and trying to move the needle for those producers. And they're sponsored across the entire supply chain. From grower organizations like Cotton Incorporated's projects that have a grower focus and to brands and retailers standing up projects or the research that Cotton Inc. supports and those extension-focused projects. But also we have some projects that are even NRCS-sponsored. So they're not in a silo, but they're actively going in the ground. Right now we have 55 active Fieldprint projects across 33 states. You can see on my map, these are where all the states that have a project. There are 9 crops that are actively shown here in those 33 states. And I just wanted to kind of tee up the last panel of today of the Cotton Incorporated Louisiana Sustainability Fieldprint Project has been alluded to. This project really focuses on building off of the legacy from the very first version of the Fieldprint platform and what that calculator looked like to where it is today. We've worked with farmers to be able to see how can we create improvements, how can we help them document and demonstrate. So Jay Hardwick, our Farmer of the Year this year, was worked alongside Dr. Jordan at entering data into that very first iteration and supporting that. All the way through today, he and his sons have entered data even into 3.0 and provided feedback to us around that. So making sure that we're engaged, that this project continues to engage producers. You can see from the sign, these signs actually are on the in the field of producers that are participating, that they're continuously trying to improve and working together with this group of organizations. And our very first brand-driven Fieldprint project came from Wrangler and their Soil Health Fieldprint project. It launched in 2017 with one farmer and has grown already, but really brings across our diverse membership, several partners who have specific concerns around soil health. So utilizing MyFarms as their QDMP of choice, their qualified data management partner, they are really working to tell the story of farmers and their movement and progression of soil health improvements. I hear a lot from the Soil Health Institute of excitement around seeing this in cotton and getting around that. And I also have heard a lot of that buzz of like, well, if Wrangler's getting started with projects, maybe as we have those calls with other apparel companies, we're able to point to them and say, this is leadership in your industry. And being able to really communicate around that helps me a lot in understanding what can be done in the cotton industry. So as always, if you have questions, I'm here, I'm available all week. But also, the Field to Market website has a lot of resources that are available and out there. So before, you want me to go ahead and play it?
Our Farmer of the Year this year, Jay Hardwick, is the first cotton producer to be Farmer of the Year. So I asked Lexi to share the video that they had produced before she hands over to me.
Taking that particular attitude and working within that landscape and letting it be a model for what it is.
You take care of the land, it's going to take care of you. You know, just treat it as a living organism, and it's got to be cared for, it's got to be maintained, and it'll give it back to you. It'll take care of you.
I think we are positioned uniquely with the Field to Market calculator that shows we are doing things sustainably, we are being responsible. You know, I think it's in our best interest as an industry to care for that environment.
We just try to look at every opportunity that we can to preserve and take care of this land.
What I want to do as a mission, so to speak, as a farmer, is try to find the balance between my production and the production resources of the habitat itself, what they need. And is there a point where that becomes valuable, and is that an investment? It becomes something other than a personal interest. It becomes generational. So in our case, my sons are entering the business. Have they bought into this? Is this something that will continue to go on and they'll improve upon? So I think they're accepting that responsibility.
He said, this is where I failed. This is how I've been successful. Taught us to be open-minded. What works best today, we may find a better way to do it tomorrow. Don't be scared to adapt. Don't be scared to try new things.
Well, you only fail if you don't learn something from it. Look at the sandier ridges that come through here. We had some growth that got away from us.
I am extremely proud of him as being a farmer and a leader in the industry.
Being Field and Market Farmer of the Year is an ultimate tribute to my experience. I had no idea that this was even a possibility or even thought about it. A culmination to my agricultural career as I'm passing the baton onto my two sons, and I hope they find their way to it.
The video and actually hear it, you can go to that website, fieldtomarket.org/awards, and you can also read more about Jay's story and how he's come alongside Field to Market and supported us over time. So, I'll hand it over to you. I won't speak for Rowan on this, but in the commodity system, we are actually seeing that. So there's some systems that are in place that are directly traceable. So for those that have grower contracts, we have some projects that go directly to, they know exactly and are able to trace back to the field level because of those grower contracts. So an example, actually my farms also supports that project is Ingredion. You can read about the Ingredion project on our website, but it goes directly to cornstarch. So those producers are producing a specific non-GMO waxy corn that is directly delivered to a downstream producer. That producer is not a Field to Market member, so it's not noted on the public website, but we know exactly, and they're able to trace that full supply chain. So it's something that we're working on and making our program more transparent. As we have a very flexible program that if you don't want to do that, we're not holding you to it, but it does allow for that through the third-party verification process as well.